WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years take another step today. A state Senate committee takes testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the Assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He says he hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be renamed after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code Talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army during World Wars I and II. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Giannis signs an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. After months of negotiations, 28-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo has agreed to a new three-year deal worth $186 million. Giannis says he needs to see the Bucks committed to winning.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day and we all sacrifice for it, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career.
The Bucks open the season at home Thursday night against the 76ers. Football, the NFL suspended Broncos safety Kareem Jackson for the next four games without pay after his helmet-to-helmet shot against the Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. That'll cost Jackson over $500,000 in wages. Last week, he was fined $43,000 for an illegal hit against Kansas City, Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
I think one of the challenges for Kareem is he's got some priors. And so when you get pulled over and you've had four or five speeding violations, you're going to spend a little bit more time on the side of the road if you didn't have any. And, you know, he's someone that wants to do the right thing.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows around 54. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 64 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. 56. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games. 292 tackles.